KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports this morning, the National Association of Basketball Coaches announced its first team All-America team Tuesday, and that included University of Iowa center Luka Garza. Garza has earned consensus first team All-America status as a result of being voted to the All-America first teams by the NABC, Sporting News, AP, and United States Basketball Writers Association. Garza joins former Hawkeyes Murray Weir and Charles Darling as consensus first-team All-Americans. Five major news outlets have already named Garza its National Player of the Year: Sporting News, Basketball Times, Stadium, Bleacher Report, and ESPN. Garza is the first Iowa men's basketball player to earn National Player of the Year distinction, and he's been named a first-team All-American by every major news outlet. He's also a finalist for the Naismith Award, the Oscar Robertson Trophy, the Wooden Award, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, and the Lute Olson Award. Joining Garza on the first-team NABC All-America team, Udoka Azubuike of Kansas, also Marcus Howard of Marquette, Peyton Pritchard of Oregon, and Obi Toppin from Dayton. Tyrese Halliburton's contagious smile and dazzling play on the basketball court made him a fan favorite at Iowa State. He turned heads with a record-setting 17-assist game as a freshman and averaged more than 22 points in three games at the prestigious Battle for Atlantis last November. Unfortunately for Halliburton and the Cyclones, his sophomore season came to an abrupt halt in February when he suffered a fractured wrist while falling after blocking a shot in transition against Kansas State. It was one of those plays that made Cyclone Nation love Halliburton, and it's those plays that they'll always remember, as the point guard announced yesterday that he'll follow his dreams to enter his name into the 2020 NBA draft. He'll sign with an agent and forego his final two seasons of eligibility. Halliburton concludes his career with 574 points, 267 assists, 249 rebounds, 108 steals, and 45 block shots. He's one of just two players nationally to record 500 points, 200 rebounds, 250 assists, and 100 steals, along with 40 blocks in each of the last two seasons. But his legacy will be much about his personality and love for all things Iowa State, as it will be for the many things he accomplished on the court. In the end, Halliburton was named to the All-Big 12 second team despite playing just half of the conference season. The 2020 NBA Draft Combine is currently scheduled for May 21st through the 24th in Chicago, though it's not been determined yet if Halliburton will participate. The 2020 NBA Draft is set to take place June 25th in Brooklyn. Dayton's Obi Toppin and Anthony Grant have claimed top honors from the Associated Press after leading the Flyers to a number three final ranking. Toppin was voted the AP Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. Grant is the AP Coach of the Year. Toppin won the Player Award with 34 votes from the AP Top 25 poll voters. Iowa's Luka Garza was the runner-up with 24 votes. Grant won the coaching honor with 30 votes in his third season at his alma mater. Baylor's Scott Drew is second with 13 votes. A massage therapist charged with a sex crime involving a girl also engaged in inappropriate behavior toward at least six female athletes at the University of Kansas, including unwanted touching during massages. Chancellor Doug Girard and Athletic Director Jeff Long said in a joint statement that investigators also found an athletic trainer was aware of at least some of the alleged incidents involving Sean P. O'Brien, but failed to appropriately report the conduct. The school said O'Brien provided free massages on campus to the general student population through the university's Alumni Association's finals dinner beginning in 2011 and as recently as last fall. A former St. John's basketball player has died, reportedly of the coronavirus. Lee Green was a defensive standout who played on two NCAA tournament teams. The Big East Conference school announced the death Tuesday without identifying a cause. The New York Post quoted former teammate and friend Lamont Middleton, linking Green's death to the coronavirus. Green was with St. John's from 1991 to 94. He played his first season under Lou Carnesecca and his final two for Brian Mahoney. Green was from New York City and was 49 years old. The NCAA announced Tuesday that University of Iowa junior Spencer Lee has been named its Division I Most Dominant Wrestler. The Most Dominant Wrestler standings are calculated by dividing the total number of team points awarded through match results by the total number of matches wrestled. Lee averaged 5 team points in 18 matches, edging Mark Hall of Penn State and Pat Glory of Princeton. Lee, a two-time NCAA champion and the 2020 Big Ten champion, had 9 technical falls and 4 falls in the season, scoring bonus points in 17 of 18 matches. Iowa junior Alex Marinelli ranked 11th on the most dominant list. The two-time All-American and 2020 Big Ten champ averaged 4.1 team points. Lee's 9 Tech Falls are the most by a Hawkeye since 1999 and ranked second in Division I. Well, the University of Iowa Athletics Department announced Monday the extension of the 2020 football season ticket renewal deadline to Friday, May 29th, with flexible payment options being made available. The updated ticket renewal deadline extension and upgrade process includes May 29th as the deadline for season ticket, per seat, gift, and parkings renewals. A seat upgrade process will begin on June 8th, with the seat upgrade process concluding on June 19th. Mini plans, single game tickets, all of those things will happen in the months of June and July. Former Iowa standout Austin Blythe will remain a Los Angeles Ram. The native of Williamsburg signed a one-year contract with the Rams. He joined the Rams in 2017 after being waived by the Indianapolis Colts and helped lead them to the Super Bowl after the 2018 season.
You know, I waited all the way up until the start of the free agency period just because I had to. I didn't have any other offers. But I told my agent, I want to be back. I wanted to be back in L.A., in some capacity, and it just happened to be a one-year deal for now, and, you know, hopefully I get a chance to prove to them that I deserve something long-term, and, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Blythe was said that re-signing with the Rams was an easy decision.
It's a blessing to be able to play a game for a living and to be able to say that, you know, I'm one of the 64 best guards in the league starting football, you know, or if I play center, one of the 32 best. So it's definitely humbling and it's a blessing to be able to play.
Blythe played both guard positions as well as center this past season as the Rams slumped to a 9-7 record. The Tokyo Olympics have been postponed until 2021. The International Olympic Committee has decided that the Tokyo Games cannot go ahead as scheduled this year because of the coronavirus outbreak. The IOC says the Games will be held not later than summer 2021, but they will still be called the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. The announcement was a nod to the reality that training and qualifying schedules have been ruptured beyond repair as the coronavirus spreads. Next up for the organizers is picking a date when it might be safe again to hold such a massive event. They'll also have to rearrange the 2021 global sports calendar. Well, the Track World Championships in Eugene, Oregon would be moved from 2021 to 2022 after the Olympics were postponed. World Athletics says it's talking with organizers about alternative dates, including dates in 2022. The championships in Eugene are due to run from August 6th through the 15th of 2021. That would conflict with the Olympics if the same July through August slot as originally planned for this year is used next year. North Carolina freshman point guard Cole Anthony says he's delaying any announcements about whether he'll enter the NBA draft amid the spread of the virus. Considered a likely one-and-done prospect, Anthony averaged 18.5 points for the Tar Heels, though he missed 11 games due to knee surgery. The National Hockey League is extending its recommendation for players and staff to self-isolate and stay away from team practice facilities until at least April 6th. Multiple people with knowledge of the update say the NHL has recommended players and staff extend their self-quarantine 10 days beyond the original March 27th time. Line. That decision further pushes back the earliest date team facilities could reopen. NASCAR has informed its staff that pay cuts will be imposed across the company until the series returns to racing. NASCAR president Steve Phelps announced the moves in a memo to employees, a copy of which was obtained by the Associated Press from a person who requested anonymity because of the sensitivity of the situation. The memo said series executives, including the presidents of NASCAR-owned tracks, will see a 25% reduction in salary. All employees will have their salary reduced by 20%. And in football news, Tom Brady says one day you'll have time to reflect on a historic 20-year run with the New England Patriots, but right now the six-time Super Bowl champion and newest member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is focused on the challenge of helping the Bucs end the NFL's second-longest playoff drought. The 42-year-old QB declined during a conference call to discuss specifics about his decision to leave the Patriots. Instead, he reiterated that while he cherishes what he accomplished in New England, he's just as committed to helping Tampa Bay be successful. And Cam Newton's era is officially over in Carolina. The Panthers have released the quarterback after 9 seasons. That move became a formality after the Panthers made it clear last week they were moving on from Newton, giving him permission to seek a trade before agreeing to a 3-year, $63 million contract with free agent quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. And the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a 1-year contract with Jordan Tamu, the highest-rated quarterback during the abbreviated XFL season. He'll compete with veteran Chad Henne for a backup job next season. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.